I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Monthly unemployment figures are out, and like a lot of other recent indicators, things are looking up for the nation's economy. The unemployment rate dropped in November from 6% to 5.9%. Joining us to talk about it is Tess Vigeland from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles. Tess, these numbers, what does it mean?
Well, first, let's remind everybody that this monthly unemployment figure is actually made up of two surveys. The unemployment rate, the number you just mentioned, 5.9%, is from a poll that the government does. It asks, you know, if anybody in the house is looking for work. That number is down, so that's good news. The other figure is the number of new jobs that companies created. And in November, it was 57,000. Analysts were expecting about 150,000. And one of them, Jared Bernstein at the Economic Policy Institute, says that means there's still a whole lot of room for job growth.
I mean, everything is not hunky-dory. On the other hand, the jobless recovery is solidly behind us. From the perspective of a robust recovery, or where you'd expect to be 2 years into a recovery, I think we're actually behind track and need to do some a faster growing over the longer term. One quarter of 8% growth isn't going to be enough to erase the jobs deficit that we're facing.
And that 8-9% he mentions, of course, is the latest figure on gross domestic product.
So what is holding employers back from hiring even more? And haven't the job creation numbers been bigger in the last few months?
They have. In fact, this is the fourth month of job creation with about 320,000 new jobs added to the economy. But now there's a bit of a dip in November. And on top of that, retailers are reporting pretty lackluster sales so far for the holiday season, meaning that consumers may be pulling back a bit from the spending spree of the third quarter. And there's another number in today's report that shows hourly wages aren't keeping up with inflation. So the question is where the spending money is going to come from here on out.
So what do you think is going to get economists really excited about the direction of the economy?
Well, Bernstein says it's going to take a couple of things. First, he thinks we need a number of quarters where GDP growth is well above 4%. And he also wants to see a much lower unemployment rate than today's 5.9%. Why? Because a tighter labor market, more jobs than people to fill them, means higher wages for working families, bigger paychecks. And he says if wages don't start surpassing inflation pretty soon, it could be a drag on the economy.
And what other stories are you working on in the Marketplace Newsroom today?
Well, it is Friday, TGIF, so we'll be taking a look at the week on Wall Street.
Okay. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.